Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing with the chapter on the signs of love of Allah Ta'ala for a person and encouragement that those be adopted and one should strive to acquire these signs. So today's hadith is a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All the ahadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is beautiful. Today's hadith shows that what true love is, what true recognition is, what true love is. True love is not one that starts from bottom going upwards, it's actually what starts from top going downwards. And we'll understand from this hadith is that in this world, people that seek recognition, that seek fame, that seek to be admired by people, they market themselves by means of social media, market themselves by means of advertisements, billboards, etc. so that they can get some type of recognition, they can get some type of fame. And their recognition starts from people around them. In other words, it's starting from bottom. From the bottom it's starting and it's going upwards slowly. More and more people start recognizing them. Then at governmental level start being recognized. But that's about where it stops. Their recognition stops around there. The governments of the world recognize them, the leaders of the world. But that, it doesn't go any further. It doesn't go any higher than that. But when we see true love and true recognition and true appreciation, that starts from the top. As this hadith will explain, it starts right from the top and then it comes down. And this is what you call real recognition, real appreciation and real love. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu anin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى الْعَبْدِ نَادَى جِبْرِيلِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ فَيُحِبُّهُ جِبْرِيلِ فَيُنَادِي فِي أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ فيحبه أهل السماء ثم يوضع له القبول في الأرض متفق عليه وفي رواية لمسلم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى إذا حب عبدا دعا جبريل فقال إني أحب فلانا فأحبه فيحبه جبريل ثم ينادي في السماء فيقول إن الله يحب فلانا فأحبه فيحبه أهل السماء ثم يوضع له القبول في الأرض وإذا أبغض عبدا دعا جبريل فيقول إني أبغض فلانا فأبغضه فيبغضه جبريل ثم ينادي في أهل السماء إن الله يبغض فلانا فأبغضوه ثم توضع له البغضاء في الأرض. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when Allah Ta'ala loves a person, he calls out to Jibreel alayhi salam, Allah loves so and so person, so you should also love him. Jibreel alayhi salam then also loves him, and then he announces to the inhabitants of Jannah, or the inhabitants of heaven, in other words, those people that are in the, those malaika that are in the sky, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so and so person, so you all should also love him. So the inhabitants of the heavens also love that person, and he gains acceptance on the earth. What we understand from here is that it starts from the top. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognizes a person, Allah obviously recognizes everyone, Allah loves this person, he's got such qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. Now what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an announcement to Jibreel, tells Jibreel alayhi salam that I love this person, you also love this person. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he makes an announcement to all the malaika in the heavens. See where the recognition is starting? It's starting on the top. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam makes an announcement to all the malaika that Allah Ta'ala loves this person. All you malaika, you also love him. And then summa tuda'u lahul qubul, then acceptance is granted for him in this world. So everyone in the world starts loving him. He's got acceptance amongst the people. But where did it start? It started from the top, not from him marketing himself at the bottom, not from him trying to get any type of recognition here. He started from the top, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him recognition in the bottom. A narration of Muslim Sharif has it that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when Allah ta'ala loves a person, he summons Jibreel alayhi salam and says to him that I love so and so person, you should also love him. So Jibreel alayhi salam loves him, and he announces in the heavens that Allah ta'ala loves so and so person, so you all should also love him. Imagine all the malaika start loving this person. So the inhabitants of the heavens start loving him, and then he gains acceptance on earth. And when Allah Ta'ala, now in Muslim Sharif has got this extra part, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates a person, Allah dislikes a person, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summons Jibreel and says to him that I hate so and so person, so you should also hate him. So Jibreel alayhi salam also hates him, and he announces to the inhabitants of the heavens, in other words to the malaika, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates so and so person, so you all should also hate him. So the inhabitants of the heavens also start hating this person, and then he starts becoming hated on earth. But where it started? It started on the top. So therefore, sometimes we look for recognition in the wrong place. Recognition, real true recognition, is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What starts on the bottom is very short-lived. Yes, person will be able to market himself, he'll try and show himself, and he'll try and gain acceptance by the people. But this is very short-lived. So long as he's got the skill, for example, a football player, so long as he's got the skill and he's playing well, then he's got the acceptance by the people. People start showing some type of love towards him, affection, they make him the role model. But no sooner that he stops performing, or he gets out of the team, or he breaks his leg, for example, and now he can't play any longer, does he have the same fame and the same name? Very, very short-lived it was. For that period when he was performing, he was doing well, he was the craze. But what happened thereafter? All that fame and that popularity is gone. But look at the walis of Allah, the awliya of Allah, that despite them having their inability, sometimes they may be moving in a wheelchair, sometimes people will have to assist them, they got no worldly means, sometimes many times very, very poor, poverty in the home, but how people throng after them, people chase after them, people go to meet them, despite all the condition. Why? That acceptance is the acceptance that started from the top. It was not linked to a person's wealth in this world. Sometimes you'll find people get popular because they are wealthy, so everyone wants to know them. If that wealth happens to go away, nobody wants to know them. Why? Because that starts from the bottom. But when it comes from the top, doesn't matter whether a man has got money, it doesn't matter whether he's got color, doesn't matter he's got skill in playing or whatever, it doesn't make no difference. The fact that it started from the top, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes that acceptance in the bottom, and then it continues right up till the time the person passes away. So therefore we should strive to get our acceptance upstairs. We should never try to get any acceptance downstairs, because true acceptance is the acceptance that comes from the top. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.